President Barack Obama's new special envoy, George Mitchell, met this week with the leaders of Egypt, Israel, and the Palestinian territories. For Senator Mitchell, it is a fact-finding mission in which he is gathering information to relay back to the U.S. president as the new administration begins shaping its policy on the Middle East. Speaking at a U.N. warehouse in Jerusalem, Mitchell indicated the challenges that lie ahead in resolving the latest flare-up in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Tragic violence in Gaza and in southern Israel offers a sobering reminder of the very serious and difficult challenges and, unfortunately, the setbacks that will come.
Mitchell has urged Israel to open its border crossings with Gaza to commercial trade. He said doing so would help end the smuggling of weapons materials to militants who have been firing rockets at southern Israel. Israel, which controls border crossings to Gaza, has been allowing some relief supplies, such as food and plastic sheeting, to cross into the Strip. However, residents complain that construction materials needed for rebuilding the thousands of homes that were destroyed in the 22-day Israeli offensive are not getting through. The U.S. envoy said the new U.S. president has expressed deep concern about the loss of life and suffering in Gaza, and he said more money for relief efforts is on the way.
I'm pleased to announce that this week the president directed the use of another $20.3 million to provide emergency food and medical assistance to the wounded and displaced in Gaza.
Mitchell said the funds are in addition to the nearly $40 million in financial support that the United States has already pledged since the start of the Israeli assault in late December. The U.S. envoy repeated the administration's call for a consolidation of a sustainable and durable ceasefire in Gaza following the 22-day Israeli offensive that Palestinian officials say killed 1,300 people. 13 Israelis died in the conflict before a January 18th ceasefire. Israel's aim in the offensive was to destroy the militants' ability to fire rockets from Gaza into southern Israel, as they had been doing for years. Israeli military officials say they remain ready to restart the offensive if the attacks continue. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak on Friday said the ceasefire is likely to hold because, he said, Hamas sustained what he described as a very severe blow during the offensive. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.